6 o'clock p.m. We'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the pledge, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, please call the roll.
Here.
Bolt.
Here.
Lindsman.
Moore. Here.
Stigers.
Here.
Youngquist.
Here.
And we have quorum with all councilors present. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion. And Millie, with the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Agenda. The first of which is the consent agenda. We have 10 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Motion to approve items 1 through 10.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Fran for the second to approve consent items 1 through 10. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have the consent agenda. For special presentation tonight, I have two. One is regarding Halloween, and the other is regarding Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We have a guest tonight, the mayor of Coralville. If you'd like the floor for a moment, and then I'll do the proclamation after your comments.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Hi, Kevin. Nice to see you again. Well, my name is Megan Foster, and in addition to my role as the mayor of the city of Coralville, I am also the community engagement coordinator for the Domestic Violence Intervention Program. So the DVIP, that's the acronym that we use for our name, DVIP has been working with victim survivors of domestic abuse, human trafficking, and stalking for 43 years. We have an 8-county service region, which includes Washington County. And we have been working really hard to find ways to connect with victim survivors in Washington County. We have seen a dramatic increase in the numbers. From FY21 to FY22, the number of victim survivors that we have served in Washington County has increased by 55%. So we really appreciate everything that you do as a municipality to help us raise awareness for this issue and help shine a light on this really significant problem that is often hidden in the shadows. Domestic violence thrives and continues to permeate our communities because it is a crime that occurs behind closed doors. It's secret. Victim survivors are often secluded and isolated by their abusers. And so it's just, you know, events like this, proclamations, showing your support helps bring the issue out of the shadows and helps us all work together to end domestic violence in our community. So I really appreciate the proclamation. And I do have some information for you about both DVIP and the services that we provide and the numbers in Washington County. I'll just pass that around. So again, I really appreciate the proclamation and thank you all for having me here tonight.
Well, you are very welcome. And it's for those reasons that we do this proclamation. If we are angling for press that draws attention to it, maybe after the proclamation, we'll pose for a quick photo right in the front right here. In the meantime, if you'll bear with me, please. Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Whereas domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking, thank you, Millie, affects women, children, and men of all racial, cultural, and economic backgrounds, causing long-term physical, psychological, and emotional harm. And whereas one in three Americans have witnessed an incident of domestic violence. And whereas children who experience domestic violence are at a higher risk for failure in school, mental illness, substance abuse, suicide, and may choose violence as a way to solve problems later in life. And whereas domestic violence in rural communities exists as a hidden, silent, and often unrecognized crime that is underreported. And whereas through the inspiration, courage, and persistence of victims of domestic violence, their children and advocates, our communities are learning to recognize the impact of violence in the home and within intimate relationships. And whereas the Domestic Violence Intervention Program has worked to end violence in intimate relationships for more than 40 years through the collaborative partnerships of advocates, volunteers, local municipalities, criminal justice, health and human services, faith communities, business leaders, and private citizens. And whereas our community's achievements should be commended, and we must continue our commitment to respect and support victims of domestic violence and to prevent future violence in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Washington proclaims the month of October to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Thank you. And you're welcome to stay and hang out with us for the entirety, but.
I'm off tonight. Next week I have a meeting.
Well, enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
The other special presentation is under the category of Halloween. I almost always, anyway, it falls on my job to say when Halloween trick-or-treating will happen. And as has been the case for the last 10 years, or as far as I can remember, Halloween will be on Halloween. And I see the chamber is advertising 6 to 8 p.m. That is normal. From typically 5:30 or until dusk is also fine. But Halloween trick-or-treating in the City of Washington will continue to take place on the day of Halloween, which is October 31st. Okay. Presentation from the public is next. Sally, has anyone signed up to address?
No, ma'am.
Is there anyone attending tonight that would like to address council? If so, this would be the time. Go ahead, please introduce yourself and give your address. I don't think I need to do all of the ground rules, but we typically do a timer and we don't swear. It'd be appropriate for those joining online. Yeah.
Jake Howell, 1305 West Main Street. I was told that there was going to be discussion on the train tonight. Is there not?
There is not anything on the agenda for the train this evening.
Okay. Was that moved? Was that?
No, we discussed it at the meeting 2 weeks ago, and it was just doing a quiet zone study, which doesn't mean that we do a quiet zone. The newspaper and the radio also covered that pretty well. It's accurate that we approved doing a study to make informed decisions, but there's nothing about the railroad on tonight's agenda.
Okay. I was given a paper saying there was. That's why I was here.
Got you.
Getting information.
And you've got my cell. If there's anything missing, feel free to text me or give me a call.
All right, is there a plan to be discussion on the next meeting?
It depends on whether they respond to that kind of the offer and negotiation for community investment. So potentially, yes.
So most of the high points would be in the paper.
It's thorough, and you'll find it there.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks, Jake. Sorry to.
I'm not going to offend anybody if I leave that.
Not at all. Is there anyone else that would like to address? You're welcome, Jake. We'll see you to address council at this time. Seeing none, we'll move out of presentation from the public into claims. Kelsey?
We have not received any questions on claims so far. Are there any now?
Any questions for Kelsey on this batch of claims?
I'll make a motion to accept claims for October 4th, 2022.
Second.
I have the motion from Steve and the second from Fran. There's no discussion that I've missed. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That will take care of claims. We have six items of new business. Let's begin. The first is consideration of a biosolids land application bid. The buyout and change is from 2.85 to an increase of 3.7 cents. That is the only bid received, and it's recommended we accept it. We'll also push Jason to make sure there's, I think there's some other conversations taking place to receive more bids. In the meantime, this is the bid that we have for 3.7 cents to do our biosolids. Anything that I've missed, Deanna?
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
So it is 3.7 because the language looks like a discrepancy. So I was confused. So 3.7.
3.7 is the final. I did deduce that, but I had Sally email with Jason and confirm that it's exactly correct with the bid. And Sally?
Yes, it's the 3.7 figure.
Okay.
Motion to approve the land, biosolids land application bid.
Second.
Thank you, Isla. And we'll give the second to Millie to approve this bid. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move forward with that. The next item for consideration is the Wellness Park Storage Shed, which is proposed to be divided amongst, I believe, three entities for a total of $4,948. It's a budgeted for item. I know we have Nick that needed to join virtually tonight. He is on Zoom. Amy is also online. The Y is a shared entity, as well as I think a third with the cost for the storage shed. Nick, is there anything that you'd like to add at this time? There's pictures. Nice.
Nope, I don't think there's anything to add unless there's any questions.
Looks like it's a 12 by 40, so a large.
So where would this go? Would this be?
Where would this go?
We haven't made the final decision on that, but we envision it going straight west of the current concession stand in one of the 60 by like kind of the grass areas along the bullpens. So it'd be kind of furthest west. So it would be kind of out of sight as much as possible on the site up there at the Wellness Park.
Okay. Any other questions on this storage building? Yeah, Fran.
Nick, Councilor Steigers here. Is this building going to be big enough for adequate growth?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, it's hard to, you know, predict too far out in the future, but it will definitely meet our needs for quite a while.
Okay.
Yep. And as of now, that's the largest one that, unless we build on site, that we can get through our gates. Our gates are 14 foot wide. So, we kind of are stuck with the 12 foot wide size, unless we would build on site, which increases the cost significantly.
Sure.
Thank you, Steve. Steve here, are you doing anything extra special for security on this building? Because it's going to be out of sight. It's going to cause problems.
It would be locked, obviously. It's kind of be double locked because we do lock the gates up there. So, you know, with the gates being locked and then obviously the, you know, the padlocks on the doors, we could add another camera facing it. I think we've got room on our NVR recorder to do that. So I could look into that, adding a camera facing that way.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
What company is this?
This is Premier Buildings, which is between Kelowna and Riverside. Build a wide variety of storage sheds.
Would this be put on a concrete pad?
No. It will not. It'll be put directly on the grass. It's treated lumber that is good. I think they've got like a 30-year warranty. And it can go directly onto the ground. And then we will start off with gravel probably in front of it for ramps, but then potentially maybe build like a small concrete like path in front of it that we could do ourselves in-house.
Okay. I would make the motion that we approve this purchase with the city expense of $4,948.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Steve for the second. This is a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move forward with that purchase. Thank you for joining, Nick.
Yep, thank you.
Our next item for consideration is a resolution that would accept permanent easements for the water main project. That is the majority of the packet because every single easement is listed separately, and that is fine. I found that out as I continued digging, but that's the next resolution. Any questions on these easements that I will sign?
The final one was, the agreement was with the chicken coop.
That's the Pizza Hut property.
That's the chicken.
Yes, yeah. the entity that owns the property.
Oh, boy, that's some strange.
Chicken coop.
So that's Pizza Hut.
That is the Pizza Hut property, yes.
Okay. I have, just wondered about that.
Any other questions? Bethany, that looks like a motion coming.
Oh, sure. Motion to approve the resolution accepting permanent easements for the water main project.
Okay. Thank you for that. And thank you, Elaine, for the second on this resolution. A roll call vote. Would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And I will sign those tomorrow. Thank you, Council. Our next item is a resolution that would authorize tax and levy to the County Treasurer.
So moved.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Fran for the second. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next vote is discussion and consideration of a resolution that would establish an inspection notice policy. As you can see from the memo, this is to codify that contractors schedule inspections with 24 hours notice with our building inspector, Jeff Dua. When Jeff is trying very hard to work on the huge pile of things that we discuss all of the time, and he has to drop everything because a contractor expects him just be there in 5 minutes, it has become a problem. Mm-hmm. And this solidifies a policy where common courtesy of a day's notice for a building inspection would be in place. There's a letter that's already been drafted by Sally and Deanna that would go out to all of the contractors if council sees fit to pass this inspection notice policy.
I think we're being very generous. It should be more than just a day.
Well, fair enough. Mm-hmm. It's a step in the right direction, mm-hmm. I think.
We can always amend it if we have to.
Yeah. I make a motion we establish an inspection notice policy.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion and Millie for the second. If I haven't missed any discussion. A resolution it is, please call that roll.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our final item of new business is discussion and consideration of pay app number 3 for East Adams.
Motion to approve pay app number 3.
Thank you, Bethany.
Second.
And thank you, Steve, for the second to pay this bill for East Adams Street. One second, this is important. All right, a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Sorry, I had to do that in real time. Thank you, Council. We have one item of old business that is tabled. At this time, it is not our recommendation to untable. There's more information that I think was sent out in an email from Deanna and connected with the Y and with Amy Schulte. And over the next 2 weeks, any questions that council has, if you can pursue any answers that you can get. I know, Deanna, you had something that you wanted to mention about one-on-ones.
Yeah, so in my email that I sent out to everyone, I'd like to schedule, if I don't have an upcoming one-on-one with you, I'd like to schedule one in the next week and a half or so we can talk about that in more detail.
So no discussion tonight, but we can plan on discussing that in 2 weeks and also doing anything along the way between now and 2 weeks from now that can be done. We'll move on to department reports. Chief Lester.
Okay. We've been busy with vandalism and disorderly conduct calls at various places.
I will mention on that note, we are, I think, having some results with our cameras in Central Park. It'd be nice if we could get, you know, some additional ones in Sunset Park and even out at the Wellness Park to cover the parking lot and things like that, where we've had a lot of vandalism reports. The data from the speed trailer placement from the 700 block of North Marion was shared via email. You should have those results. We plan to move it to East Van Buren sometime yet this week. So that's where it will go next. One of our Durangos was towed again from our parking lot here. It's out at Cappers waiting on a part 5 to 6 days out. So we've got some units running 24/7 with the Durango down for, this is probably the third or fourth time I think we've towed that one in the last 2 or 3 months. So some of the same issues. Our lease on our tablets in the patrol units is up in the next month. Replacements aren't set for production until December or January. So we're working out some buyout options and hopefully have that information for your next meeting for you to approve the buyout on those. And that will, if everything goes as our discussions are, we'll end up with a 2-year extended warranty, and we can make a purchase and save on lease payments for the next 2 years on keeping those tablets. So I'll have more information in a memo and bring it to you at the next meeting.
Chief and I have discussed this at some length because it's a 3 to 5 year use, and they've been working well with the exception of the fans that sometimes go out. This extended warranty would cover those fans. We want to continue to have great equipment, but make smart decisions with that equipment. So thank you for diving into the minutiae of this buyout and warranty. And, so that's, I think, on the right path.
We'll have that, all the numbers for your approval at the next meeting.
Thanks, Chief.
Go ahead.
Kevin.
I have nothing.
Deanna.
I have nothing. You have my report, but in my report, reminder that next Tuesday we have our goal setting session, and starting that at 4 o'clock with council work.
It'll be with department heads in the afternoon and
All day, actually.
All day with department heads, and then the goal for start time would be at 4 p.m.
Does that work?
Tuesday,
next Tuesday.
I can try to be here.
Okay.
So this will be that kind of every other year goal setting session. That's right. Pretty important. So when we talked about it last time, it was about scheduling.
Right.
And that we would have our meeting start early. If there's anything that can be done, that'd be awesome. If not, we'll make sure we can get your input still.
Well, and you guys all got an email that has the questionnaire. And if you didn't get that, or you haven't seen it, do you want me to resend it out?
Is that recently? Sure.
Was it from Mark or from yourself?
You got me way off guard.
It was from Mark, but I got it and I forwarded it out.
Yeah, I definitely missed that as well.
Whoa.
In the pile.
So when did you send that? I don't think I received that email.
Me either.
Okay.
Maybe I'm stuck in your outbox.
I will resend it.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a must.
And that'll be our homework for between now and October.
Okay.
With a week from today.
A week.
Is this going to be, say, an hour, 2 hours?
3 hours? Probably under 2 hours, but plan on 2 hours, but it should be not take that long.
Okay.
Okay, so 4 p.m. will work, so I will for sure. That's what we had planned, but I just wanted to double check, so I let him know. Also, I think we had talked about this. Tree bids have been sent out, and it will come before council at the first meeting in November. Since NLW is now pretty much finalized of the street, we are also closing on the lots Friday. Next Friday.
Yeah,
that's right. Hotel study. I reached out today just to get an update. He thinks it'll be more of the middle of this month before we get our report back from him. And then also touch base on the quiet zone study. This diagnostic review, we're working on trying to schedule a date to start those site visits, but it should be later in this month.
Would you copy me on the emails regarding the engineer and the quiet zone stuff, please?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it was a phone call, but
That's why.
Yeah, sometimes it's phone calls. Sorry. So I
can't really no problem. Now I understand. If it is an email, include me on it.
Sure.
Let's continue moving this direction. Bram, what do you have for us?
I'm good.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the League of Cities conference last week. Went to some good sessions and got to talk to a lot of people. And what are you smiling about?
Kelsey was giving me an eye.
Oh, yes. And so that was really enjoyable. Let's see, our Great Places is going to have a kind of a launch informational meeting on October 20th at the library at 7 o'clock. I need to send the information out to the people on the committee, but we're going to, you know, invite the public and explain the program and things like that. And I'm sure you've all seen the mural on the side of the building on South Iowa. And that's was just completed recently.
I know that's been quite the buzz with a lot of excitement and mm-hmm. great timing for the bittersweet nature of one building going down, like Captain's Table, the mural going up, the building going down, which was the old car wash that really needed to go down, and urgent care going up. So I think that's worth noting because mm-hmm. it's been simultaneous to some destruction and some construction at the same time.
So, and that's really it. I have a treat for everybody at the end too. Oh. Something I brought back from my trip.
And it's not COVID. So
we're no, it's not COVID.
Sorry. Twice now. Thank you. I think everyone's kind of in the loop on the things I've been working on. I'll keep you posted on the railroad discussion. Whether I hope that will be in 2 weeks. Hmm. And also enjoyed the League of Cities and some time with my sister on the way home. And it kind of connected. It was good to be in Waterloo. I had not been in a long time. Mm-hmm. And then went up early for a mayor's luncheon that's been a kind of a growing group that taps into each other's resources, and then did a, what is that thing called? The Bird Scooter? Did a 2-hour, that was actually a 3-hour scooter tour all through mm-hmm. Waterloo with their Main Street director, and learned a lot about what's happening in that community. It was great.
Elaine. First, I'd like to remember Ken Hansen, who we lost this week. He was a huge advocate for the Washington community and has done so much for our community. And I just want everybody to remember what an amazing man he was. Then also, quick question. The tower silos that are out by you.
Yeah.
Where do we stand with that? Just curious. I had somebody ask me about it and said that, you know, they appreciate everything that we are doing, but that is such a mess still, and was wondering if we were continuing to work on that. And then I had another person talk about, which some of you already know, but just an FYI, watering. We've torn up their yard for Buchanan, and it's quite extensive, and it's been reseeded. It looks really nice, but the responsibility of who has to water it and the expense is a big concern. And so I just thought I'd throw that out so everybody is aware that they are concerned about the cost of watering and getting that to reseed, which I already talked to some people about it. But next time that we do a contract, we need to put something about watering in the contract.
And I spoke with Keith about that, and he has no problem with that. It's just never been done before.
It never came up.
That's what I'm used to doing.
Yeah. I'm used to having a water truck come.
Yep.
As part of the contract, a water truck comes. So we just need established to
include that though in the contract.
Yes, right. The next project. Yeah, because I fully understand the citizen. I had one of those, oh my God, water bills this summer, trying to make sure I saved all my new plantings. So I would just want that on our radar for everybody. And the silos, I'd like whatever you call that, that area, to be back on our radar as well.
Yep, there's some, we can, I don't have any new updates on that, but I remember the conversation before and the asbestos abatement and taking some tours out there. And if we ever did an overpass, I think that's where it could potentially go.
True.
Where is this location?
It's on
the former Cargill, it's like east of where Bravatile used to be, by between IRE and east of Ready Mix, all of these old
concrete. North 15.
North 15.
Or is it north there? Yeah, it is north.
Yep. Yeah, that's North 15th and Main, or no, third.
Thank you.
And it is a mess, but
yeah,
that's the brown. It's a brown field that's going to be forever being.
Yeah. Yeah. So just FYI, they were, you know, I've heard all with all the, and also with all the class reunions that we've had this month, people are amazed how nice Washington looks right now. And we have done in the city. So I had a lot of compliments about that.
My turn.
I'll get out of the way.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I got two things. Last night I was at the meeting and Jaron was there and Bethany was there and Chief was there. We all went over, yes, Washington has a very definitely has a problem with mental illness and mental health. We definitely do. And Darren out at the center said that a lot of his people are part of that problem. They have that mental illness problems. And they're taking care of them for 16 hours a day, but they're opening their doors at 8 o'clock in the morning and making them leave until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So all of a sudden, the people that are there that have the mental illness are the ones that we're hearing about mostly that are walking around uptown and causing that part of the problems. He says he doesn't have, yes, last night he told me that when I brought up opening a center 24 hours a day that he didn't have enough money to do that, because it was going to cost two extra people to do it. And out of his mouth, the next minute was, I tried to buy the old motel out here for a place for housing. If you can't afford to do one project, don't be looking at two. Okay. He needs to take care of his. He is responsible for them people being here, whether he wants to admit it or not, because they're coming to his shelter. And if he's opening his doors and forcing them out, he is forcing the problems onto Washington Island. And it needs to stop. I don't know how we're going to stop it, but it needs to stop. And the other thing is, we've had vandalism down the park. I talked to Chief about it. $1,000 in just the retaining wall that they tore out. Okay? It doesn't take long when we start having vandalism like that to pay for the cameras that need to go in the park. I mean, $1,000 a crack. It only takes a few cracks and we paid for it if we can catch them. I'm not, no, it's all yours, Ada.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I missed the conference. I had family in town and couldn't hardly drive away within there. Let's see. In our resolution assessing costs, I am disappointed to see that it was the names that were three properties that were written up. They're not very good neighbors if they don't take care of their properties and we have to assess taxes. Otherwise, I think the mural downtown looks great. It's a real nice looking addition to the downtown. My family is in town and they've been noticing all the new businesses and been shopping pretty heavily actually down there. They have a small baby, so the baby stores are doing real well. But otherwise, yeah, things are looking very much out for Washington, I think. We did have Zoom meetings and are scheduling interviews with the Main Street director candidates. So hopefully soon we will have a new director in place and be able to move ahead on that. Chief, I am working on the Christmas tree lights of love thing and I'm somewhat concerned about vandalism in Central Park coming up. Yeah.
Have they vandalized the trees in the past?
No, not really. No, that's...
Yeah,
Yeah, hopefully they will not in the future either. But, no. That's a concern. Oh. Otherwise, things are good. I think it's good.
Thank you, Alex.
I also had a nice time at the conference last week. A couple of the sessions that stood out were on basically managing the city's energy consumption and doing that in ways that not only save money, but make us more resilient as a community. I thought that was interesting. Maybe that will come up next week in our goal setting session. And then another session on placemaking and building community through the arts that I thought was really interesting and thought provoking and may have a home within our Great Places committee work as well. So
actually, that does remind me regarding our goal setting session next week and some of the our application recently. I saw our goal setting from 2019 to 2021, and that was really helpful because it showed a lot of things that we've done and a lot of things that many on this council had identified as goals in the last 3 years. Can you also send that to council? It's the 2019, or someone has it, or I can find it. Kelsey,
well, I'm
you
sure
know.
I can find it.
Okay. It's 2019 to 2021. That could help as we do the survey form because it'll bring it right front and center.
The CSIP?
Yeah, that sounds right. What you're looking at right there.
Yeah.
Kind of. Please and thank you.
Yeah.
And I cut you off a little, but you kind of triggered it, made me think of it.
That's all I had, so motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Bethany. And thank you, Steve, for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Adjourn. Thank you, those that joined. Bye.